Let's talk a little Oregon women's hoops and more. Season 3 at the helm. Good start Sunday. Beat Lamar. Cal State Bakersfield Friday night. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle @GoDucksKG. Always fun to welcome in our friend Kelly Graves. Coach Graves, how are you?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing great. How are you, buddy?
I'm awesome.
How's the week been?
So far, so good. You know,
okay.
It's great. On Twitter, you posted this was the start of your 30th year as a college coach. So I always like to go back to, so what were you doing before you got your first gig in this profession?
I worked for a small finance company in Salt Lake City, man. I wore a tie every day, a button-up shirt, a jacket a couple of days a week. And I absolutely dreaded it. And it lasted 4 or 5 months, and I got a call from my former high school coach turned junior college head men's coach. And he said, hey, because he knew how much I disliked what I was doing. And he offered me a job for $1,250 total.
Total? Not even
and
a month?
I took it. Not even a month, I took it, Steve.
Oh,
and I
man.
Packed up and went to Moses Lake, Washington. So there you go, buddy.
Well, I tell you what, you want to talk about a connection. Before I moved here, I was living in Philly and working for First Investors, a financial firm, and had my Series 6, Series 7 license, and buddies of mine bought a radio station and said, you want to move to Eugene, Oregon for the chance to get in radio? And I took the same kind of money, so now I feel kind of a kinship here.
Yeah, all right. See, we both took a chance, and it worked out well for both of us, didn't it?
So what do you remember about maybe that first game or first season in general as you embarked on your new career path?
Well, I know one thing for sure. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. you know, I did love the game. I coached with a lot of passion early on in terms of it was all results-oriented, and I think as I've gotten older, I've gotten a lot better at that. I'm still competitive, but I don't show it like I used to. But I remember early on, I demonstrated a lot more. Why can't you guys do this? I can, you know, and I don't have that in my game anymore. So I loved it, and I developed a great love first as a men's coach, but then when the opportunity to coach the women's team, how's this? A few a week or so before school started, in my second year at Big Bend, the women's coach quit, and so they asked me if I wanted to do it, and I jumped at it because most of our games were doubleheader. And Steve, guess what? It was a double in salary. I got $2,500 a year as the head coach of the women's team. So I double dipped and coached both for a year until I just made the switch completely over to the women.
Awesome. You know, ironically, like former Duck coach Ernie Kent, your first head coaching gig was at St. Mary's. What do you remember about all of a sudden now, all right, an assistant is one thing, or making $2,500 total is another, but now the buck stopped with you. It's your program, and you had some success pretty quickly with the Gales, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was blessed to have a really good group. But there's no question, Steve, you just move 18 inches over to the seat next to the one you had occupied, and it makes a big difference. The weight of the entire program is on your shoulders, you feel like, and then also the livelihood of your assistants as well. But I loved it. I picked the right school, was there 3 years. We built something really special and got to the Gales' first NCAA tournament, and from there I took the next leap of faith onto Gonzaga. So it was an interesting journey, but it's been great, man. I've enjoyed every stop and saved the best till last.
So let's get to Sunday, the victory against Lamar, all those new faces. You mentioned last week your team was downright giddy leading up to the game, and a lot of eyes on the true freshman, Sabrina Ionescu. Obviously, she struggled a little bit with her shot, but, her Division I debut, how would you evaluate her play?
Well, you said it. She struggled to make baskets, but you know what I appreciated about it? She didn't hesitate. She continued to shoot, and that's what shooters do, and that's what competitors do. But she played a really good floor game. Overall, I actually was pleased with our effort. You know, we had 13 players. I consciously played all 13 in the first half. Everybody scored, I think, but one in the game. You know, so it was a little disjointed at times. Our turnovers were too high at 20. Our fouls were a little bit too high, but for the most part, we shared the ball well and did some good things. And, you know, you mentioned Sabrina, and but, you know, a couple of those other freshmen, you could tell they were a little wide-eyed, so to speak, in that first game. But that's what these games are for, get those jitters out of the way and move on.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that not only did you play all 13 who suited up, but you got them all in there in the first half. Was that just the basic philosophy to say, look, we know we got a lot of newbies, let's get their feet wet right here, right now?
Yeah, conscious effort, knew I was going to do it, had it all scripted out, and pretty much played the substitution to the script. And then second half, again, we played everybody, but I was going to leave that up more to situations. We tried different combinations, those kind of things. So I think that's what early games are for. I had respect for Lamar, but I felt like regardless of who we have in there, we should have been okay, and in the end, we were.
We're talking with Kelly Graves, talking Duck Hoops. Yeah, you mentioned Sabrina started a couple of the first two off the bench. Many are calling them the Magnificent Seven. Jade
nice.
Woods. Yeah, I thought that was awesome. I think maybe it was Rob who wrote the article. Jade Woods, okay. a SoCal gal. I know she had a great rep as a defender, but beyond the numbers, what did you think of how she played in her college debut?
I thought she was great. Got a great trap and a steal at half court. Took a charge. I think she got on the floor about six times after loose balls and was a stopper. I think she just made one kind of stupid foul, but you know you can live with that because she does it going full speed and she's really aggressive. So finished a couple at the rim, made a couple of really nice back cuts on her own reads and that resulted in layups. So. I actually thought she was terrific.
The first Oregon football game I ever saw was 1990. They played San Diego State. Their quarterback was Dan McGuire. His daughter, obviously, is one of your freshmen, Mallory Adorino, another big, a 6'5", a forward. And, man, it seemed like she was willing to fill up the stat sheet her 16 minutes on the floor. How would you evaluate her first taste of a real action as a Duck?
Well, by the way, just to go back to Dan, you know, he and his wife came up for the Arizona State football game a couple of weeks ago. And we were talking. He does not have fond memories of the game here. I think it was pretty lopsided.
It was
in the Ducks' favor. But you know, I think Mallory's going to be terrific. I really think if she decides that she wants it, she's a pro. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, she is legit 6'5" and strong. Great hands, Steve. I mean, and I always say. Post players, they got to have two things. They got to have great hands and a big heart. And she's got both. And, you know, a great touch to about 17 feet. But, you know, if she gets a hand on a rebound, it's hers. And she's just got to continue to get better at using her body inside, pinning and sealing and just carving out some space for herself. And once she gets that down, I just don't think there's much that's going to stop her. I think she is a... She's one of those players that people are going to see improvement game to game on.
You play Cal State Bakersfield. Let's wrap with this. Their coach, Greg McCall, led them to a program-best 23 wins season before last. They play a nice out-of-league schedule. Cal, Stanford, Pepperdine, they're out of the whack. What have you found out about this team you play Friday and maybe the kinds of challenges they'll offer for your Ducks game two?
Well, they're going to play pressure defense, that I know. They're going to get into us and deny the basketball all over the court, so we've got to adjust how we play. They run a lot of the same ball screen motion that we do, so we're pretty familiar with that. But, you know, again, another good test. I think if we play well, we should be okay. But, you know, Greg's a great guy. His his daughter is an All-American at Stanford, Erica McCall.
Tenacious rebounder,
plays just like Dad used to. Yeah, I remember him as a baller too. So he's a good guy, a good friend, and should be a good test for us. And we go Friday, Sunday, Tuesday at home, big guy. So by the time I talk to you next, we will have had three home games, including next Tuesday night, Michigan State. In Matthew Knight.
Yeah, 6 o'clock Friday, then 2 o'clock an afternooner on Sunday against the Roadrunners of Texas San Antonio, and then, like you said, the Michigan State game, which will actually also be on the Pac-12 networks. All right, Coach Kelly, much appreciate your time. Always look forward to it. Always fun, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Steve, thanks, buddy. Always a pleasure, man.
All right, take it easy. Kelly Graves.